You're listening to the audio production of All Is Calm, All Is Bright. Written by Colleen Coble, published by Thomas Nelson, and read by Devin O'Day.
1. This is wrong on every count. Christmas was 3 weeks away. Did that mean nothing to these men? Lauren Everman darted into the barn and locked the padlock from the inside. Angel, the black stallion behind her, snorted when she rattled the chain to make sure it held.
"Lauren, you unlock this door right now,"
ranch owner Charles McLeod yelled from outside the barn.
"You know it has to be done."
"It wasn't his fault." She backed away from the door and went to stand near Angel's stall. "It's okay, boy. I won't let anyone hurt you."
"The vet can't stay any longer. We can do this nice and humane, or I'll just have to shoot him later."
Her boss pounded on the door. "I'm telling you, it wasn't his fault. Someone shot him full of some kind of drug. I saw it." She had no real hope McLeod would listen to her. Trouble always seemed to find her no matter what she did or how hard she tried. She'd already tried to tell him about the shadowy figure she'd seen 2 days ago and the bullet that had come whizzing by her head. He claimed she was being dramatic and just wanted attention. She knew better. "Angel would never hurt anyone on purpose." As if to contradict her, the stallion bit down on her arm hard enough to make her wince. She jerked out of his way. Poor fellow. Angel was stressed. She moved down the length of the stall and checked the back door to make sure it was securely locked. It was. So were the windows. No one was getting in here unless she let them. McLeod shouted her name again, then peered through the window at her. She turned her back on him and flopped down in the hay. Might as well make herself comfortable. It was going to be a long night. Through one window, the sunset put on a spectacular show. She focused on it and tried to tune out the angry men outside. They couldn't kill Angel. They just couldn't. She'd never be able to live with the injustice of it. An idea began to foment. What if she escaped with him and went far away where they'd never find him? With Tanya's lies, the police had been questioning her about Dustin's death as if she was a suspect. But where could she go to find a safe haven? Bluebird Ranch. The notion popped into her head. She'd spent a life-changing summer there 12 years ago when she was 17. It was a terrific ranch that paired abused children with abused horses. When she was a foster kid, the place had been the one bright spot for her.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?